RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I think one of the really special things about this place, this culture, is that you really have respect for the opponent. We know what kind of team is coming in here, the great players they have, the great coaches, the scheme. Ultimately, it's about us and how we perform and how we play. Again, we have a ton of respect for the Eagles, but how do we focus on what we can control, play our best football, and again, continue to ascend that we're playing our best at the end of the season?
Bills offensive lineman David Edwards, talking about the respect for opponents, the Eagles as well. An interesting quote there from the Bills offensive lineman there. Bills Eagles 425 tomorrow. Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. And we decided let's be a pal a little bit here. We know somebody in the newsroom down the hall that is a big Eagles aficionado. And therefore, we just, quite frankly, we kidnapped him and sat him down to be like, hey, talk Eagles with us, Chris Giacobello. Welcome in.
Derek, thank you for having me. I mean, whenever Eagles is a topic of conversation, I'm always happy to join. I mean, even the Bills, too.
When we were on the college radio together, we never stopped talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. So
I know a guy like that. It's Sneaky's brother.
Yes.
Louis DiBiase. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Lou. But I know Lou's busy. So we kidnapped Chris here and abducted him.
Let's stop saying kidnapped and abducted on the air.
I don't like to think it's kidnapping.
None of that actually happened for anybody
out
there.
I promise I'm not tied to this chair.
Joe's our legal disclaimer.
Yeah.
As I'm just saying the out-of-pocket stuff right now.
Oh, my God.
But I was the legal disclaimer a couple years ago with the pit, so.
Yeah, that's right. Before the stadium was erected, you could say the Bills fans, as you know, were jumping into the pit, and Derek was there was a clip of Derek that would play whenever the pit was
legally
mentioned.
WGR does not condone jumping into the pit.
Yeah.
But you were part of the pit?
No. There were sacrificial pit jumps every
Don't
so often.
Don't say sacrificial.
Every so often that apparently
was helping
the
juju. If we're correcting language here, don't say sacrificial.
But anyway.
Anyway, let's get back on target here.
Bills Eagles.
And it's a pair of teams that often are amongst the top of the league, but however, there is a lot of consistency issues with both of them that have turned into, it's a double-digit win season, ho-hum, and yet everybody's angry.
Yeah, especially Eagles fans.
I mean, when aren't they angry, though?
Oh, that's
I like to think I'm a different type of Eagles fan, though.
Yeah,
just,
you live
just
here.
Throwing that out there.
I have to ask you something.
The difference is location. You live here.
Well,
you are away from the city.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
helps.
Too.
But
well, my
help.
Dad being born and raised here, I like to think of them as my second team. So, you know,
mm-hmm. There you go.
Gotcha. Well, Sirianni just seems to be on the on and off the hot seat every other week whenever he does something, a questionable in game or wins the game, right?
Like, yeah,
with a decision.
All the time.
Like, what is your thought on Sirianni? I feel like so many people are so hot and cold on him. And just going into this game, I don't know what to really expect from him. Because you have those clips of him after the Chiefs yelling at the fans in the stands, and it's just, like, insufferable. But then he actually will come out and say something really, like, interesting about, like, a game plan kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely an interesting guy, to say the least. I think with the division wrapped up, winning the NFC East, he still said he's going to, you know, play all his starters, you know, just to get them in playoff mode and stuff like that. But I don't really have an issue with the guy because, I mean, that's just who he is. That's his
character. He's from around here, if I'm not mistaken.
He is, yeah. I think he's from Jamestown area, not too far from here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the guy. I mean, shoot, won a Super Bowl, been there twice. Mm-hmm. Can't really complain with a coach like that.
Well, there's complaints about a different coach, and here we go.
That's a different story.
We'll get into that different story here. The Eagles, though, it does look like the downgrade is very evident from Kellen Moore leaving and Kevin Petullo taking over the offense. He has frustrated me from afar, and I have no connection to this team. And it is to a point, though, where I would imagine, regardless of how the season goes, Philadelphia has to be looking for a new offense coordinator next year.
Yeah, I mean, hands down, without a doubt. I mean, look at where they rank. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but what are they, like?
I'll get them up.
Middle of the pack offensively,
yeah, when it comes to rushing.
Yeah,
it's nothing fantastic. Saquon Barkley's been kind of held to a minimal production compared to last year.
I mean, he's still a phenomenal player,
right,
but it's just the product that's being put out on the field. It's not...
It's kind of a stark contrast, actually, from last year. It's not great.
It's definitely night and day, and you can't miss it.
Yeah, Philadelphia, by the way, in the bottom half of yards per game, by the way.
Okay, so not even in the middle, but yeah.
Will Howie Roseman trade Jalen Hurts for Cam Ward?
That's
my question.
I don't know.
Because I feel like Howie Roseman is just all over the place with the decision he makes, and a season like this would cause him to possibly
Without a doubt, it has a little bit of reminiscence of that 2023 season with starting off the way we did and then kind of falling off. I mean...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Look, I'm not trying to gloat here, but two Super Bowls. I'm not going to be mad if we get knocked out first round. But
you're better off than the Chiefs have been.
That is true.
You're better off than
they're
most,
already knocked out.
You're better off than most supporters are. You're cool with them losing in the postseason?
Chris is a very level-headed guy.
He's a level-headed guy, yeah.
Look, right? If you know me,
also having that championship does help a little bit.
Right, where the Bills don't have that, and if they get knocked out again, it's going to be torches and pitchforks.
But that's my thing. My thing now is, look, I've seen the Eagles win. Now I want to see the Bills win.
You've seen them win with multiple different coaches,
different quarterbacks.
Regimes. Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
There's one constant, well, other than ownership, and that's... Roseman, the GM.
Howie.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the numbers. 22nd in yards per game, 16th in points per game. So it is pretty much middle of the pack to – it's average to below average based on certain qualities of statistics here. rushing the ball with Saquon Barkley, they're 15th. Yeah, and that is a glaring issue that the Bills have, is defending the run. They are typically either 30th, 31st, 32nd, something along the lines. And, I mean, let's see what you got. And you're going to be dealing with Saquon Barkley. The offensive line has not been good enough for Philadelphia this year. I think they've dealt with a lot of injuries.
And I believe we are getting Lane Johnson back, though. No?
No, it doesn't. I could have sworn
he is officially out.
He's officially out?
Been ruled out, it looks like. Yeah.
Johnson and N'Kobe Dean are out for the
Eagles. Are two big players.
Yeah.
Key players, to say the least.
But now, turning our attention to what Philadelphia could be doing with their postseason, how things might shake out for them, they really only have one thing that they can play for right now, and that is the number two seed. They're pretty much as close to locked in to where they are.
Yeah.
Chicago wins once or Philadelphia loses once. It's you're the three seed, and that's it. Good night. Pretty close to settled into where they're going to be for the postseason.
Well, we were second seed last year, so I mean,
yeah, down to a three here would be, you know, slight downgrade, but also
you still got home field for that first game, so I still don't
think that you're keen on a rematch with the Los Angeles Rams if it were to end today.
Yeah, I don't. I think that matchup would definitely be different for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way the first game ended, down to the last, I mean, blocked field goal last second.
This season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
It's definitely going to be different. I don't think it's going to be to the last second like it was.
Do you have the confidence, I guess, like last year, you had confidence they were going to be able to make the ball.
I mean, Saquon was running the ball last year, 100%.
Undeniable. This season, I guess, what's the confidence? Because on the Bills side of things, it's been a question of, this team can't play a consistent 60 minutes of football, but can they make it to the big game? And a lot of fans still think they can. Like, where are you at with the Eagles kind of dealing with a similar situation here?
Ah, man. I feel like it's a hit or miss. I don't think we've had a game where we've started off hot, finished off exactly how we started. I feel like they come out either cold, they come out either hot, and then they finish the opposite. Kind of like the Bills. I feel like they're identical in a way, but different because of course, the teams they played. But I don't know. Just with this Eagles team, it's kind of different than the vibe they brought last year.
Very different.
Because, again, with this offensive coordinator, the only thing that's consistent is the defense, which hasn't been the case past the Eagles team because, I mean, past Eagles team, the defense has just been horrendous. You look at the early 2010s, the whole Byron Maxwell deal.
No, not great.
It was, I mean, we were starving for a good defense, and now we have it with Vic Fangio. So, I mean, he came up against Josh Allen when he was with Miami twice a year. So
he did.
It's going to be interesting to see what he draws up tomorrow.
It's always interesting, Vic Fangio versus Josh Allen, because Josh Allen tends to own him.
Yes,
so it's going to be interesting to see what happens here.
By the way, announcement from Sabres practice. Rasmus Dahlin not playing tonight. He's home in Sweden with his fiance. Makes sense. Holidays.
Holidays, yeah.
So they're going to sure the Sabres are going to need to beat the Bruins without Dahlin in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk about that with Paul.
We'll talk about that more with Paul in extension. Ryan Johnson was officially called up as well from Rochester.
Okay.
So there's your Sabres news there. Chris, I'm going to shake my fist at you. Only once and then that's it.
Yeah, because you are Chris Jacobello.
Just
and
once.
You also really work for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, you do a lot with us.
I like to think
for the
I'm
games.
An avid Bills fan, you know.
You did say you want the second team that you grew up with.
If I wasn't a Bills fan, my girl would be a little upset at me. Just going to throw that out there.
There you go.
You got to appease, right?
First of all, don't give in to peer pressure. But second of all, you do what you want. And it's still something that you want as well. So, Chris, thanks for taking some time. And we'll let you get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here.
Well, thank you for having me. Go Birds and go Bills.
I'll say both.
I like them both, okay? Let's clear the air here.
Chris Jacobello towing the line on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good on him. He didn't cave to peer pressure. He still said it.
No, he did.
He still said it.
I will always say go Bills no matter what. No there matter what, I will just
Chris
leave
Jocko,
it at that.
One of our fellow employees down the hall over at News Radio 930 WBEN, joining us here to talk some Bills and Eagles. Take a time out, and you know what time it is. It's the holiday season, but it is not absent of booty cheeks of the week.
Am I getting peer pressured into doing it?
I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything? We're going to find out coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.